Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was German-Canadian indie band Pulse Park, a track taken from their new album First Second, which is out next week. That was Dark Empath, and before that, Daddy Droog, Welsh singer-songwriter, and a track taken from his album A Tree Called Happy, which came out last month. That's I'm Your Waste of Time. Now, MJ Hibbett, big friend of the station and this show in particular, been playing his music for years and years and years, and he is still going strong, and he's got a new album, Odes Be Wonky Nobby, which is out on April 30th. Didn't think I'd be saying any of those words on my show. Well, maybe wonky, you never know. You'll be able to find that on mjhibbett.bandcamp.com when it comes out on April 30th. Taken from it, here's A Museum of One Thing.
You can keep your natural history, your science and your British. Your Louvre and MOMA, I want something specific. Don't force my aching limbs to run through galleries and wings. A simple ring will suit me in a museum of one thing. A museum of one thing has got me under its power. A museum of one thing gets done in under half an hour. One big fact is just enough to give your mind a treat. It's better for your soul or soul for souls upon your feet. I'm not part of the school party, I will not take a quiz. I'm here for the fridge magnets in the museum of one thing. A museum of one thing will never overwhelm your brain. A museum of one thing leaves time for tea and maybe cake. But a museum of one thing contains a secret and free gift. Each museum of one thing smuggles a second part within. E.g. the sourdough museum of San Francisco taught me about sourdough, but also San Francisco. The Calamari Museum in the Industrial Revolution, Sheffield, is all about the Industrial Revolution, and also Sheffield. The Philatelic Museum of Singapore isn't just about stamps. Samuel Johnson Birthplace Museum in Lichfield isn't just about Sam. You get the general idea. So whenever I visit somewhere new, that's where I want to go. A museum of one thing will teach me all I need to know about a topic relevant to the place I ended up. And if work then it's all aboard the hop on hop off a top short bus. A museum of one thing does more than it says on the tin. A museum of one thing is a museum of two things.
Run for it. You see me so narcissistic. Wish that I was easier to deal with. Wish I could love you without you dead. Some type of therapeutic assistance.
Punchline.
Some say
our life force is an narrative on us as we brew a statement.
One day, we'll
realize
the reality.
Oh,
but
I don't know.
Will the
apostle
read
the
Evangelion?
to Phoenix FM and Resurrection, Cardiff band Sibs and Cans Laughter, brand new single from them. They're going to have their debut album out this year. And before that, Snarls band from Columbus, Ohio, and their debut album With Love is out on May the 3rd. That was taken from it. That was Baby Bangs. Now, looking forward to catching Maximo Park later this year. And when I say that, I'm not sure if I actually bought the ticket, so I'm going to check after this show. But they are doing a whole load of dates, and they have a brand new standalone single out at the moment as well. This is Favourite Songs.
And the three loves in his
FM and Resurrection from 2022, Stuck on Band Vero. She's Scared of Everything, from their album Unsoothing Interior, which is still one of my go-to albums when I'm not sure what to put on at home. Absolutely loving every single track on that. And before that, The Urban Mountaineer from My Life Story, as taken from their brand new album, came out in February, Loving You Is Killing Me. Probably my favourite album of the year so far. Some fantastic songs. I have some more gigs live in the year. Now here's another outfit that have been playing some live gigs again, although I'm not sure if it's just Danny or if he's got a new band behind him. They're called Hybrid Kid. They had two fantastic albums out in the early 20s, which does sound like a long time ago, but it was only a couple of years ago. The Minor Escapes and their second album, Flake. This one's taken from Flake. This is 1, 2, 3.
And away. Getting kinda late to be planning your escape. Should be heading for the dark instead of sitting on the shelf. We'll be right back.
FM and Resurrection. Couple of bands there from Wales. Firstly, you heard Melis and Disco Pig, playing a lot of Melis at the moment. That was taken from their 2002 album Sauka Spin, which is a semi-compilation. It's described on the sleeve as a collection of old and new tracks, which is probably my favourite one of their albums, but who knows? Maybe one of the two albums they're releasing this year might overtake it. After that, Catatonia, and a track that originally appeared on their second EP, Hooked, which came out in 1994. Got released in 1998 once they were starting to sell a few records. I think there's an album called 93-94, which that also appears on. That was Fall Beside. Back to 1992 now, and a Maidstone band only released an album. That album's called Boing, and the bands were called Airhead, previously known as Jefferson Airhead, until Jefferson Airship's lawyers got involved. Boing was a great album, reached number 29 in the charts, and I'm not sure if I ever owned a copy until last week, when I saw it for sale in the British Heart Foundation shop for £1.99. This is probably a good opportunity to tell you that the BHF passed me a dodgy old £1 coin in my change and I didn't notice, but there you go. Next time I went shopping, I got passed a euro in my change, so I've obviously got a bit of a sign above my head. This guy will take all your dodgy change. Anyway, some great songs on this album. They never really made it, which is a real shame. Some great pop songs, power pop, and some of that sound that really encapsulated the early 90s, and here's one such track. This is I Might Fall.
Yeah.
Make them think I'm someone else. See.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, a couple of oldies from the 90s there. Echo Belly and Here Comes the Big Rush. I think Echo Belly is one of the next gigs that I'm going to. They are touring the UK in May, and I believe they've got a new album out at some point as well, so check that out. The tour, that is, not the album, that doesn't exist yet. Anyway, that was Here Comes the Big Rush from their third album, Lustra, came out in 1997, and before that, from the previous year, She Said from the Long Pig, and their debut album, The Sun Is Often Out, which I never really understood why they called it that, but there you go. Now here's a track from a band who I rarely play, despite them being a big part of the 1990s. I think I rarely play them because most of their stuff is a bit, well, you know, samey, I think. But what a fantastic debut single. It came out 30 years and one day ago, April the 11th, 1994. It's also the first record I ever played on the radio, which would have been the following year, back in 1995. This is Oasis and Supersonic.
Gonna tell her what I'm on about. You need to find a way for what you want.
That was Supersonic and Oasis, and that's pretty much it for today's show. So thank you very much for listening. Stick around for Andy Gilson and the Golden Years. If you're listening on FM, I don't think I've got enough time to play the whole of this song. This came to me in the week. It's from Forward Man, brand new song from Sakari Vitala from Helsinki, and it's taken from his LP Stranded Future Soho Fugitive, which came out a few weeks ago. All 9 minutes and 34 seconds of it. If you're listening to the podcast, this is Loose Ends. I'll see you next week.